To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Hall of Famer, 3-time All-Star, Cy Young winner, Fergie Jenkins in studio with Mac and Parkins on The Score. Hey, Fergie.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
It's staggering how much love a team that didn't get to the postseason has received for 50 years now, isn't it?
Well, the biggest thing is we had 5 Hall of Famers, including Leo, myself, Billy, Ernie, and Ron Santo, all in one ball club. And to really play as well as we did, and then all of a sudden not fall flat, the Mets just played a little better.
Does it still bother you?
No, not really.
What's the thing that fans ask you about the most from the 69 Cubs?
Why didn't you win? You know,
fair question.
People cried. I cried too. She said, you're not the only one. I was there. I cried when we didn't win.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10e included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 16.25 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills or canceled early. Your main balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30:20. Pay $32 per month per line without a pay. Data due prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
It's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word. Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, Monday! We get better, better!
We're getting big,
big!
Big,
big!
NFL Insider.
insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael. How are you? Morning,
hey, doing good. How are you guys?
Really enjoyed the draft. I don't know why it is so compelling. It just, I guess it's hope and promise and all that stuff. But man, it was just one of those things where the minute the quarterback went to the Giants, Daniel Jones, it was just kind of like, well, there goes my mock draft. The whole thing kind of fell apart. It was just one of those moments. And I thought, honest to God, I thought that Oakland, too, at the beginning of that draft just confused me.
Well, the Cleveland Farrell pick was a surprise because we didn't have access to Mike Mayock this year. And if Mike Mayock had been a draft expert, he'd have been all over Cleveland Farrell, and we wouldn't have been surprised when somebody took Cleveland Farrell in the top 10. So that's kind of how that worked, and they did a good job of keeping their mouths shut about their interest in Cleveland Farrell, to the point where they were hoping someone would call and they could trade down and get him later in round one and pick up some extra draft capital to do that. And with Jones at six, you know, the Giants were smart to take him at six if that's the guy they want, but they were dumb to let it be known that that's the guy they wanted, because then they had to worry about somebody jumping them at number 17. I don't buy the idea that there were two teams between 6 and 17 that wanted him. I think that it's more likely they were concerned that if they'd stayed at 17 and hoped to get Daniel Jones, somebody would have leapfrogged them and taken him at number 16. And then you look like idiots for allowing yourself to be linked to this guy who really wasn't regarded as a guy anywhere close to the top 10 until it happened.
Mike, how many people out there think that this could be regarded as one of the worst quarterback classes ever?
Wow. We've lost Mike.
We've lost Mike?
Yeah. I think he hung up when you said
he hung
that.
Up. Yeah.
There is no such thing as a bad quarterback to a Mike Florio. He cares too much. You know what I want to talk to him about is Tyreek Hill, because the fact of the matter is they're going to make a decision this week on this guy. I can't.
When you say they, who?
The Chiefs.
Well, the league's got to go first.
Well, the Chiefs should go first.
The league should go first.
The Chiefs should cut the guy.
Well, the Chiefs should have cut the guy when they heard the audio.
I agree. Okay.
They should have cut the guy 5 minutes after the audio played in their ear for the first time and it was on the TV station for the first time. And then the league could have done whatever they want to do with the exempt list. But the Chiefs should have acted first. They didn't. So now they got to wait for the league.
Do we have Mike? Mike, are you here?
Hello. Yeah, you hung up on me. Sir. You didn't like what I was saying. Somebody didn't like what I was saying about Daniel Jones. The Manning Mafia. Actually, they should be happy about any criticism of Daniel Jones, although they tried their best to basically make Daniel Jones an unofficial member of the Manning family.
Oh, my God.
Before we get to the Tyreek Hill issue, Mike, I asked you a question before you got cut off. Is this going to be one of the worst quarterback draft classes ever?
I mean, it just depends, right? And I think part of the problem is last year, there were five first-round picks, and they all worked out so far. Who knows what they're going to be long-term? I think that made teams more willing to roll the dice. And, you know, you look at a Kyler Murray. We were talking about this today on PFT Live. If the Cardinals don't take him first overall, how far does he fall before somebody takes him? Would he have fallen all the way to 15? Would it have been choosing between Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins at 15?
Could have been.
I think that if Kyler Murray didn't decide to play football over baseball, that I think Haskins is the guy who quite possibly would have been the first overall pick in the draft. So I just think that, you know, there weren't a ton of teams this year looking for quarterbacks, but the ones that wanted quarterbacks or feel like they need quarterbacks, they're willing to roll the dice, because we've seen in recent years these young quarterbacks have been more boom than bust. And until that pendulum goes the other way, I think you're going to see teams willing to roll the dice on quarterbacks. And, you know, everybody wants their new young quarterback that doesn't take up much cap space, that gives you 10 to 15 years of stability at the position. And, yeah, you know, I think we're going to see that phenomenon continue unless and until we encounter a year where every pick in round one at quarterback, round one, round two, round three, ends up just being terrible.
Mike, you wrote over the weekend about Tyreek Hill and what was going to happen or what the timetable would be. And you know, David says, well, should it be the Chiefs, the NFL? Look, I think they have to act in unison, and I think they have to act quickly, and I think they need to just suspend him indefinitely or put him on the commissioner's
get the hell out of our league list, whatever it takes.
The Chiefs have already essentially put him on indefinite suspension by saying that he won't be part of the offseason activities. I think the best outcome is for the NFL to put him on the commissioner exempt list. That is something they rarely use in the offseason, because the idea is it's only a problem from a PR standpoint for the league when you've got a guy who's playing in games and people are talking about the games and talking about players and, oh, by the way, this guy is facing pending felony charges for domestic violence, and that's when innocent until proven guilty goes out the window and they put these guys on the commissioner exempt list. Well, that PR problem has now trickled into the offseason with Tyreek Hill. It is their easiest way to press pause while they wait to see what the legal authorities are going to do in Johnson City, Kansas. They've reopened the investigation that as of last Wednesday was closed. That audio that came out Thursday night, that horrible audio, that the moment I heard it, it's like, this. He cannot play in the NFL. This is a guy we kind of suspended disbelief after what happened in December of 2014 when he assaulted his then pregnant girlfriend, Crystal Espinal, who ultimately gave birth to the child that's at the center of this current child abuse investigation. I think put him on the commissioner exempt list, let everything play out. And here's, you know, I was banging the drum very aggressively for the Chiefs to cut him as quickly as they cut Kareem Hunt. But there is something to be said for a situation that is that combustible and that dysfunctional. If you cut him quickly after that audio comes out, and I'm sure he felt like somebody ratted on him, that maybe takes a bad situation and ratchets it up multiple more times. To the point where something happens that's irreversible.
You mean puts her in danger?
Her, him, whoever, right? I mean, it just takes takes a very, very bad relationship.
I don't disagree.
But, yeah. but you referenced the Jovan Belcher incident.
Yeah, the Chiefs lived through that.
I got to be honest with you, Mike. I had almost forgotten about that. I mean, the minute I read it, I was like, oh, my God. And then you think about, you know, Kareem Hunt, and you think about this situation, and you think, Didn't Clark Hunt say, well, we're not changing any protocols on what
we do? How can you not change protocol
now? How in the name of God? They just traded for Frank Clark.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, how do you trust your due diligence when your due diligence led you to draft Tyreek Hill? And I think with Hill, it was more about risk-reward. Like in round five, hey, it's worth it because there's a chance he's going to be a great player and maybe something happens, but it's only a fifth-round pick. And you look at it, if he never plays for the team again, they got plenty of value for a fifth-round pick. They had a guy who was spectacular for 3 years, and that's why there's a renewed thought that maybe the league needs to create a downside. If you do give these guys second chances and they get in trouble again, or if you can't keep guys from getting in trouble in the first place, there's a price that is paid in the form of draft picks. That's the only thing that will get teams to not say, oh, what the hell, it's just a fifth-round pick. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And you'd like to think that the negative PR is an influence, but, you know, it's the Chiefs. They got Patrick Mahomes. Everything's great now. Look at the Browns. They can absorb a Kareem Hunt because, hey, everything's great now. Everything's positive. Everyone's happy. And everybody ultimately wants to win. I mean, that's the one thing we're never going to get away from. Talent is going to secure second and third and fourth chances for guys because, you know, ultimately, when you give a guy a second chance, you're taking away someone else's first chance. But if the guy who's getting the second chance is pretty damn good, it's easy to justify tapping someone else on the shoulder and saying, sorry, we no longer have a space for you.
I love the idea of a deterrent because you're right, Mike. They're not second chances. These are third and fourth chances that guys are squandering. Back to football for a moment. When you look at what the Raiders did, I think it was entertaining to see the dynamic between Gruden and Mayock. Did you learn anything from observing that?
Well, yeah, and Peter King talked to both of them after the draft. He has a great item at PFT, the Football Morning in America column, that talks about what he learned. And we had him on PFT Live today, and it was just kind of a sense that Mayock is a great influence on Gruden, that Mayock is kind of a calming influence, the adult in the room that gets Gruden to maybe not be as kooky as he otherwise would be. And I'm a firm believer they sent all those scouts home to protect Gruden from Gruden, because I think Gruden likes to talk, and Gruden may have been bending the ears of people he shouldn't have been talking to who don't really need to know what he's thinking about Cleveland Farrell at number four, and do you think somebody will call up and offer us a trade, and what, do you think we can get Josh Jacobs at 24? Do we have to move up to get him? And so having those guys not around, it's just less people that Gruden could talk to that may be susceptible to saying, hey, you'll never believe this about Gruden. And, you know, word had gotten out that Gruden loved Kyler Murray, and I don't think that was a smokescreen, and I think if he had been there at number four, they would have had a tough decision to make, and it may have been Gruden saying, I want Kyler Murray, and Mike Mayock reminding him, yeah, and 5 years ago, you would have taken Johnny Manziel.
You know, here in Chicago, that's awesome. Here in Chicago, David Montgomery was taken in the third round, and the Bears obviously traded up for him. It's the first pick they had. We talked about kind of the expectation level going through the roof for a guy, mainly because it's their first pick overall, even though it was the third round. He was targeted by the general manager. They traded up to get him. It's a position of storied proportion in Chicago, and he may end up as the starter. So he's getting first-round treatment, even though he's a third-round pick.
Well, and for a third-round running back, that's like a first-round pick at other positions. It's high enough that it's a guy you have to take seriously as someone who can become a starter. And this is the logical financial churn for running backs. Trade the guy before you have to pay him again. Get what you can and go draft another one. Every year, if anybody pays any attention to college football, every major college program has a running back that rushes for 1,000 yards, right? And a guy who can do it at the next level if he can hold on to the football, if you block for him, and if you can trust him to pick up blitzers in pass protection. And there are so many guys out there who can play run. I know it's, look, it's a demanding position and it requires a lot of skill. There's just a lot of people who have that skill. And I think that's why Jordan Howard didn't get paid, and that's why David Montgomery is going to get the chance to come in and be the guy. And then 3 or 4 years from now, he gets traded to someone, and they draft somebody else that we're talking about.
Mike, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks
Mike.
To you guys.
That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Weekly.
This segment was brought to you by the Chicago Bears. Don't miss out on the Bears' 100th celebration weekend, June 7th to 9th, in Rosemont. Hall of Famers Brian Urlacher, Mike Singletary, Dick Butkus on stage together talking about their careers as Bear middle linebackers. See this and more, plus free autographs and photo ops only at Bears 100 Celebration Weekend. Visit ChicagoBears.com for tickets.
Mike Florio's, of course, Pro Football Talk. I'm thinking of Hub, apparently. I don't know why I went Pro Football Weekly. Maybe my mind is shot. Maybe I've been reading too many draft guides. All right, right now, it's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the Score. This hour's keyword is keyword is the word key. I know it's confusing. K-E-Y. Text key to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is key. Don't send a symbol of a key. You actually text the word key to 72881, and one randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We will bring in Dan and Connor to the conversation next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's time for things to get a little spicy. Go from a safe bet to something a little wild. There's nothing wrong with the classics. But sometimes you gotta
diddle be bold.
Try McDonald's Hot and Spicy McChicken, now on the $1, $2, $3 menu. It's like a regular McChicken with a hot and spicy twist. Get two for just $3. Ooh-wee, that's hot. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Attention, Lake County homebuyers. This weekend, tour the beautiful new custom homes of Woodland Chase in Vernon Hills. Located at Route 45 and Buffalo Grove Road, Woodland Chase is the perfect opportunity to build your custom home. Plus, find out more about how you can get a free finished basement in the process this Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 5 p.m. It's the Woodland Chase Spring Grand Opening. Search icon-group.com for all the details. That's icon-group.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Akeem Hicks joins us.
Akeem, I thought it was interesting when Chuck Pagano introduced you. He told the story about him when he was the head coach of the Colts. He had sort of targeted you in the third round of the 2012 draft. And I think four picks before that, the Saints took you. Or otherwise, he kind of kidded you would have been a Colt. How aware were you of that? And also, Chuck Pagano's a guy that a lot of Chicago just getting getting to know now. And I think you saw yesterday another example of just how relatable he is, how good of a communicator he can be, and just his first impressions that that you have of him.
Well, number one, you guys are going to love him. He's just an honest, hardworking guy, and he just brings his lunch pail. He does his job.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.